Zelensky guarded on Tomahawk missile talks with Trump after White House meeting. Red Cross retrieves another body of dead hostage in Gaza, Israel says. Can Putin's flying Kremlin travel through EU airspace to Budapest? Have a great life. Trump orders prison release of disgraced ex-lawmaker Santos. Trump only one who can force Putin to negotiating table, Finnish president tells BBC. Mystery heatwave warms Pacific Ocean to new record. Grand Sumo in London? An ancient sport finds new fans far beyond Japan. Polish judge refuses to extradite Ukrainian Nord Stream blast suspect. Netanyahu determined to pressure Hamas to find remaining dead hostages. Baik Sahi, author of I Want to Die But I Want to Eat Teok Baki, dice at 30 citing results from blood test for 50 cancers. U.S. governor wins $1.4 playing blackjack. In Las Vegas, Bolton pleads not guilty to charges of sharing classified information. Airline apologizes for asking deceased flight attendant for paperwork. Madagascar's military leader thanks Gen Z protesters as she's sworn in. Police call off search for 4-year-old missing in Australian outback. Death penalty sought for Bangladesh's ex-leader, Sheikh Hasina. Venezuelan fishermen in fear after U.S. strikes on boats in the Caribbean. Emotional send-off for Kenya's revered ex-PM Raila Odinga at state funeral. French PM survives major test but breathing space will not last long. EU sets 2027 target for anti-drone system to defend against Russia. It's scary to think I could have died. How Americans are coming back from fentanyl addiction. How an old suitcase revealed a hidden family fortune lost under Nazi rule. Buying more, wearing less. Why India's Diwali gold rush is different. We have to prioritize South Africans. Anti-migrant movement blocks foreigners from healthcare. Putin-Trump call a curveball for Zelensky ahead of White House meeting. 5 takeaways from NYC mayoral debate as Mamdani and Cuomo clash. China has found Trump's pain point. Rare earths. I have a sweating problem. What Alan Carr's traitor's admission tells us about how social taboos changed. The shadow army helping Uganda's long-serving president keep an iron grip on power. I can't afford to save both twins. Sudan's war left one mother with an impossible choice. Months after fall of Assad, families of Syria's missing still seeking justice. Worse than starting from scratch, how big is the task of rebuilding Gaza? How would U.S. Tomahawk missiles change the Ukraine-Russia war? Watch, police fire tear gas at protesters in Peru. Watch, freed detainee finds family alive after thinking they had been killed. Watch, moment house drifts away from land as typhoon hits Alaska. Crowds in Madagascar cheer as military unit seizes power. Besant, Chinese vice premier to meet to try to defuse U.S. tariff hike. Sinopec diverts supertanker from U.S. sanctioned port, ship tracking data shows. Rubio, Liberian minister discuss boosting U.S. participation in Liberia's critical minerals sector. EV supply chain data firm Benchmark Mineral trims workforce. Sources say oil set for weekly loss as global conflicts ease, signs of glut emerge. Polish court rules against sending Ukrainian Nord Stream suspect to Germany. Samsung Electronics family to sell $1.2 billion stake amid share rally. Boeing wins FAA approval to hike 737 MAX production to 42 planes per month. U.S. jury finds BNP Paribas enabled Sudanese atrocities. Trump approves expanding credits for U.S. auto production. Issues new 25% truck duties. Banking shares wobbles reveal growing unease over credit risks. NVIDIA unveils first Blackwell chip wafer made with TSMC in U.S. Apollo-backed Aeromexico seeks up to $2.9 billion valuation in U.S. IPO. Flows into U.S. ETFs cross $1 trillion at record pace. State Street Investment Management says SPAC backed by Trump Jr., Omid Malik. Polyhepitia files for $260 million U.S. IPO. Novo Nordisk hires U.S. pharma veteran as Trump pricing pressure mounts.